Today I accepted General Stanley McChrystal's resignation as commander of the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan. I did so with considerable regret, but also with certainty that it is the right thing for our mission in Afghanistan, for our military, and for our country. I'm also pleased to nominate General David Petraeus to take command in Afghanistan, which will allow us to maintain the momentum and leadership that we need to succeed.
We had an incident earlier today where they noticed that there was some kind of a gas rising through the vent that carries the warm water down that prohibits hydrates from forming. Over, out of abundance of caution, the Discover Enterprise removed the containment cap with the riser pipe and moved away until they could assess the condition. It indicated that the problem was a remotely operated vehicle that had been around the lower marine riser package had bumped into one of those vents that allows the excess oil to come out. It actually closed it. On a more somber note, we had two deaths reported on people who were involved in this response earlier today. One was an accident regarding a swimming pool, a swimming event, and the other one was a vessel of opportunity operator in Gulf Shores, Mississippi. Our thoughts and prayers go out to their families. We know this is a devastating thing to happen.
This is where the rescue boats have been coming in. A few miles to the east of here, a levee was breached on Tuesday morning, flooding this entire area. Every building has been flooded. Many are completely underwater. So far, about 70,000 people have been evacuated from this one area alone. From here, they're put on buses and then taken into a nearby city where they're staying in temporary shelter. But some residents are refusing to leave their homes. Those in two or three-story buildings, which are still above the water, they're staying put.
The USA dominated for large periods of this game, but through a combination of woodwork, goalkeeping, and poor finishing on the part of USA, they just couldn't get that goal in normal time. They did have a goal disallowed, though, on 15 minutes. Clint Dempsey finding the back of the net, but that goal was ruled offside. It's the second time in the World Cup that the USA has had a major refereeing decision go against them. But as you say, they pushed Algeria all the way, throwing everything they had at them. And in the dire moments of this game, Landon Donovan getting the goal. USA emerging winners of Group C. England second in that group.